Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to Circles of Change again. It's a pleasure to have in-studio guests this round with Laurel and Mike Parvis. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Well, this is my State Farm and Insurance Agency dynamic duo, so we're going to talk about a dual career family in this regard. Laurel is a Tucson original, a native of Tucson, and she's worked in the insurance industry for over 25 years. Starting with State Farm and auto claims, Laurel is now an agency field specialist for the corporation, charged with bringing business best practices in advertising, marketing, technology, and training to the various independent business office owners. Mike Parvis was vice president of manufacturing for Solar Industries, managing some 900 people when he shifted careers in January of 2008 and opened a State Farm insurance agency. In just 3 years, Mike has been recognized nationally as a top 100 agent and one of Tucson's top new auto producers. The Parvises have been married for 24 years, and every day is a new journey centered on helping people. This includes their community involvement in Team Lizzybell, which promotes awareness for blood donation and bone marrow registration, Beads of Courage, offering arts and medicine for children with serious illnesses, and the American Heart and Stroke Association's Go Red for Women campaign, which, of course, was our 200th show here on Circles of Change, as a matter of fact, last year.
Oh, yeah.
And they have two lovely German shepherds who think they're human. Of course, don't all our dogs?
Yes.
That's great. Well, Mike, I'd like to start out asking you, why insurance after a career so rich in manufacturing to take isn't that not a pretty dramatic departure?
Yes, it was, you know, but Zara, I always wanted to own my own business.
Okay, yeah.
And this opportunity came up, and imagine having a career where all you do is help people all day long.
And you have the gift of gab to do it, right?
I do. Thank you.
That's great. Well, but Laurel, you know, you, of course, had been in the business for 25 years. Was it something you by happenstance fell into, or was it something you were attracted to those years ago?
Well, I don't think any of us come out of college saying, oh, I want to work for the big insurance company. Kind of reminds me of that movie Groundhog Day, where it repeats itself over and over and they're running from the insurance agents. I actually was, ironically, in a car accident.
Oh.
And I went in to settle my claim, and Mike's mother had worked at State Farm, and she said, well, why don't you apply? And I applied for the job, and 20 years I worked for auto claims. When I was about 40, I said, I need something a little different. So I was ready to leave the insurance industry, and then this position opened up, and I just absolutely love what I do.
And so explain, now, whereas Mike, you are the independent owner and have your own agency, but Laurel, you service then a number of agencies, is that correct?
Yes, I have about 26 agents that I work with here on the east side of Tucson.
26. And so, and you're dispatched by the corporation, if I got that correct in the introduction?
Yes.
And so what would be some of the most popular services they come to rely upon you for?
I help them, I consult them with their business, with advertising, marketing. I'm kind of the liaison between corporate and agents. And so I'm just there to communicate all the business procedures and all the rollouts of technology and help them with their marketing and advertising.
Which we know constantly changes in this day and age.
Oh, I have to wear about 20 hats every day.
Which I would think, again, if you grew up in one sector of the business, to suddenly be tossed this whole bag of tricks and tools must have been quite a challenge at the onset.
It's very challenging because really they're two separate companies. Claims was so different from agency. So it was like making a big career change, even though it was within the same company.
And I think many people look for that and actually appreciate that when they can, you know, set up on a new path of growth without leaving that same firm. Well, Mike, was it your then family connections that brought you to State Farm specifically as an agency?
Yeah, you know, I mean, here's my wife. She was with claims for 20 years. My mother, 32 years. Her husband, 35 years. So State Farm has pretty much financed my family since the early 70s. So when the opportunity came up to go into insurance, well, there would be no better company than State Farm, being the number one insurer of homes and autos in the nation. not to mention having your own local agent. Mm-hmm. You know, you love the stories where you hear somebody mentions State Farm and they say, oh, I just love my agent. Well, you know, I just wanted to be that guy, you know.
That's right. And that and plus it sounds like it resonates well, as I mentioned in the introduction, with all of your other community connections. It was a logical extension of it, too.
You know, it really was. With my wife in her position, it just gave me the best opportunity to be successful.
Yeah. So, you know, back to that whole idea about you always wanted to run your own business, though. I mean, to spend a considerable amount of time, 25, 27 years in a corporate structure, servicing clients and big manufacturing and the like, what was it like those first few months waking up and having either freedoms or challenges?
Well, I'll tell you, the hardest part was going back to school to get my insurance license.
There you go, yeah.
I hadn't been in school for 30 years. I had been working for this manufacturing company. So the first thing I had to do was to learn how to learn again, you know, in a classroom setting. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, it was a four-month period. Today they do a 10-month training session. So I was able to get through it fairly quickly and jump right in.
That's great. Well, what do you two, between the two of you, think is the real key to having a successful agency? Laura, what's your thoughts on that?
I think communication is critical. I think it's critical for all small business owners. It's crucial to my business because I have to effectively communicate my messages from corporate down to the agent. They have to do it down to their team members. So without effective communication, I think that's the key right there.
Yeah, and particularly even within the agency office, because many of your offices are rather small, aren't they? I mean,
yes.
What's the typical 4 to 5 to 6 people?
Typical 3 to 5 okay. team members and the agent themselves. You know, some of them say that they can communicate, but to do it effectively, that's kind of a
different
thing.
You had to put that adjective in there, didn't
yeah,
you?
I did.
How about you, Mike, your perspective
now? You know, for me, I'm on the other side of it, you know, so being able to relate to people, building personal relationships, surrounding myself with qualified professionals, having a great support staff as Laurel and her office are, and having an achievable business plan and systems to support it, I think has really been our biggest success.
I think probably also, I think you both though have started right with that idea of that team. I mean, nowhere does it show up more vividly than in a small agency, that absolutely everyone has to be knitted together in some way. And it isn't always through very clear roles and responsibilities. There's got to be a lot of blurring lines, don't you find?
Yeah, I do. You know, you spend more time awank with your team than you actually do with your spouse. So you really need to build some lasting relationships with them.
Yeah, that's right. Have you seen a lot of turnover, Laurel, from your perspective of the State Farm agencies here in Tucson?
Turnover as with agents or team members?
Agents or both, you know. Is it a pretty stable community of professionals?
It's a pretty stable community. I do find that it's very challenging. We have a pretty good ratio of agents that make it. So when they start their agency, I think it's about 84% that do continue on. You have to have the right fit.
Yeah.
They have to really enjoy what they do. They have to enjoy working with people. And know how to run a business, too. A lot of them think, oh, I can sell insurance, but they have to really know how to run a business within and have systems in place.
Which I imagine, Mike, that's something you brought instinctively, having, you know, run an operation, knowing everything from overhead to the people dynamic side.
You know, it was. When I came into the business, I really absolutely knew nothing about insurance, but I did know how to manage people, and I did know how to run a business. So what I did was I maintained staff from the existing agent who retired, and we kind of learned together my systems and their knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, there's an awful lot of challenges in businesses, in people dynamics, but I think there's one that certainly would get tested to the max, and that would be that both of you are in the same industry and associated with the same corporation. My husband and I both grew up in the same company, but we were not connected at the time. But I'm just wondering, do you ever not talk shop?
It's a challenge. But what's nice about it, though, is that we can relate to each other's day. Mm-hmm. We can sit around the pool and talk about work for a little while, but sooner or later we just need to find a balance and we shut it off and find other things that we really need to talk about.
I have to have some times where I tell them, okay, it's Friday night, 7 o'clock, no more State Farm talk. But, you know, he's really been a true asset for me because he helps me, because I work with 26 agents, and when they're telling me their struggles and their challenges, I can sit there and say, you know what, I lived every day.
That's right. But I think the other side, it's almost like the two of you each have inside scoop, though, because you've got that different perspective that one another's lending to it. I mean, like, you know, in your case, Laura, to know that you've got someone who's actually from an agency perspective saying, why did corporate give us these forms, right? Or if you ever want to test pilot something, I suspect you first have him take a look at it.
Oh, yes, yes. He's been the test pilot on many things. And like I said, he's really helped me. We have some technology programs that we've rolled out, and he's shared with me things that were working, things that weren't, and I could share that back with corporate. So it's really been beneficial to both my agents, corporate, and for Mike, because he gets to try everything first.
And I also suspect, Mike, that you get to plant a few things if you want to as well.
You know, you're right. I do get to do that. But, you know, in defense of Laurel, all the other agents are in fear also of the fact that we're so close and that I have an agency.
Yeah.
And Laurel is very professional about that. I actually see probably less of her than some of the other agencies. And people don't really understand that she's in my... They believe that she's in my office constantly, but I have to make an appointment with her just as well as they do.
Well, and I think you're right. That professionalism and keeping that separation is important, too, and to maintain both of your objectivity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
He kind of suffers. I always cancel my appointments on him.
Oh, well, catch you on the fly. Well, you know, Mike, the whole area of the offerings for State Farm, I mean, people automatically say State Farm Insurance, but I know that the business offers much more than the insurance products.
We actually do. We have over 107 products. People don't know we have our own bank. We also do mutual funds and investing, not to mention life insurance, auto insurance, health insurance, and home insurance.
But the insurance was the core product for the firm, and then these others have come along with people wanting to have a system?
It was. You know, State Farm has developed a one-stop shop for all your insurance and your financial needs.
Yeah. So the licensing then, Laurel, for people to be able to represent, you know, investment services and the like, it's a whole different game, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I mean, and his team members, too. So some team members have 5 licenses that they've had to go through. I myself carry all those licenses. So they have to have a property and casualty, life and health, and some agents also require their team members to be security licensed as well.
I would think that would be the biggest one, particularly in this day and age with the challenges that the financial services industry has undergone, to be able to carry the license. But, Mike, just keeping the education base up for your teammates.
Yeah, you have to do your continuing education on a yearly basis. Not to mention State Farm requires us to go through compliance training as well, mm-hmm, on a yearly basis. It's really the only meeting that we're required to go to every year.
With all the challenges that have played out in these 2 or 3 years with the economy, and a lot of it stemming to, you know, sadly, even here in Arizona with the falling apart of the mortgage lending business, how have you as a State Farm agent and you as a field specialist, we'll take both of you, navigated through all these changes that are now coming down, you know, additional regulations and testing and those type of things to kind of take the bar up? It's really changed the business, hasn't it?
Very much so. A lot of my agents do not do mortgages anymore because of the licensing here in Arizona has, mm-hmm, just become, it's a whole other process that they have to go through. And with all the schooling that they need to keep up with our products, which are constantly changing because of regulations, they're constantly studying and trying to keep this communication to the team members as well. And that's where the agency field offices, where I work, that's what we're in charge of. We're in charge of communicating, setting up the training so that all of our agents are fully equipped to meet the needs.
So are you finding in this day and age then some of the agents, you know, deciding to play only in certain niches then?
Well, for the most part, I think all of our agents try to stay on board with everything. However, there are some that will probably bow out of more of the financial services.
Yeah.
Because it's a tough road.
It is. Mike, your perspective on these changes now, because again, you picked up the practice in 2008, so you're in your third year and you've been watching the roller coaster, but I think for the right people, that also spells a lot of opportunity.
You know, it does, but you have to remember, Zara, that it is a small business, mm-hmm. and even though we are a State Farm insurance company, we're actually like a franchise, so it is a business, so what we have to do is basically pick our battles, mm-hmm. and you know, you do some things well. We want to do what we do perfect.
Okay. And so for what would you say really differentiates your State Farm franchise from others in this area?
You know, what we try to do is we try to convince our clients to come in and meet with us on a yearly basis. Mm-hmm. Everybody's needs change. And what we want to do is just recognize the risks and just make the products that we have available to them.
And I think probably there's a lot of eye-opening to say, oh, I didn't know you did that. Or likewise, it could be, you know, we haven't looked at our portfolio of insurance in far too long to know that some of the instruments have changed.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even small a detail as explaining to somebody, you know, you have 100, 300. You know, people have no idea what that means. They just know that that's what they have. They don't understand how that's going to affect them in case they did have a loss.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what our office does best, is really go into detail and explain it to the client so they have a really good understanding of what happens if they do have a loss.
And, you know, many people view insurance as something that kind of adds on to their portfolio, as opposed to thinking that it's really an integrated part of their portfolio. That whether it be particularly investments in life insurance or long-term care insurance and the like, this is all about protecting your loved ones were you to leave this earth. And so it's a much bigger perspective on the power of insurance in my mind.
Yeah, there is. You hear the term, we're insurance poor. But, you know, that's about 50% of the population. The others really understand it. I think one of the biggest issues that I run into is that everybody understands that they have to insure their home and they have to insure their auto because law says they have to do it. Mm-hmm. But what they forget is that they need to insure the king and the queen. You know, just because the castle's insured, what's going to happen if the king or the queen are not in that equation anymore?
Yeah, or particularly as well, I think the added factor in this day and age for those who have young drivers is, have you really looked at your personal liability policies?
Exactly. A personal umbrella policy, which extends $1 million worth of coverage, is very important to a youthful driver.
Yeah. And so I think many times that's kind of some of the unspoken things that I would imagine you're sitting down with a client with that family perspective or the bigger picture.
It is. The way I present an umbrella policy is that 1 hour's attorney's fees covers a year's worth of premium on a personal umbrella policy. That usually gets it sold.
That's right. I think so. And just the comfort zone to that involved.
Absolutely.
Laurel, you mentioned earlier about technology and, of course, the scramble to keep up with it. So what are some of the special features that are coming into the practices now in the agencies?
Well, State Farm has a lot of really great apps out there. They have the Pocket Agent, which is an app for your iPhone or your iPod. You can find an agent, you can report a claim, and it does a lot of other things as well. We also were one of the first. I believe Chase was right up there with us. But we have MyTime Deposit, which you can take a picture of your check right off your phone, mm-hmm. and it deposits right there. We have a Steer Clear program, when you're talking about youthful drivers, that is just phenomenal. It is online. They take a class, and it really, really helps reduce the rates. We have really great rates for young drivers. And we have now a better teen driving site. And we have apps for first-time drivers where you can actually evaluate your child's driving, which just came out. So lots of great new things. We keep up. We're right there with all the technology. And we're personalized. So,
well, I think the mere fact you've made mention of these things that State Farm is focused on with youth driving, it all comes down to that safety That's so important. Mm-hmm. Saying that of a mother who has a 16-year-old son that just got his driver's license, so I completely am empathetic with that. Mike, the perspective of where you're taking your small business then, what do you see as the future for your operation?
You know, the future is unlimited with State Farm. We've just gone through a really nice price decrease. We're really trying to grow our auto business. Mm-hmm. Life insurance and with our bank products and our securities products makes us second to none.
No, that's great. And from your perspective, State Farm, from the corporate standpoint, Laurel, you see a lot of change continuing to happen then in the company.
Oh, change is constantly happening. We just want to get better with meeting the customer's needs. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get better online. We're trying to get out there in the social network and keep up with these apps. And we're trying to find out what customers want. How do you want to do business? So we're really good at asking them, do you want to do business by texting? Do you want to do business right over the phone? And yes, people, young people, still do want to come into an agent's office.
Exactly. I would say so. Well, Mike and Laura Parvis, thank you so much for joining us. And Mike, a State Farm agent, you can read about Mike's activities at his firm at mikeparvis.com. And also check in with Laurel about the field specialist. And thank you so much for sharing these different perspectives of the same industry from different seats, but yet as a connected couple. Thanks for joining us here on Circles of Change.
Thanks for having us, Sarah.
You bet. It's a real pleasure. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.